Well, let's do it light first and then pick it up.
I'm Johnny Athens, and this is A Whole Hour of Variety here on 101.5 Indy. Indy 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. How are you today? I hope you're doing very well, and I hope we can make it even better over the next hour as we listen to some wonderful jazz. We have so many great artists this week. I know Artie Shaw is one. We have Thelonious Monk and Mark Turner and so many more that I can't even remember them all, and it's just really great stuff. So we've got some comedy, too. We might just shove in there and see what we can make of it. It is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and it's so spicy to be back. It's wonderful. It's also the first week of September. Well, actually, it's the September 7th, so the first week is coming to a close, which is crazy to think. It feels like just yesterday it was July, and now August goes by so fast, and now we're into September. School is starting again, and I mean, it's really just back. Before you know it, it's Thanksgiving, then it's that like interim of November, where the weather just kind of starts to get cold. You got Halloween in there. Some neighborhoods, that's a big thing. Some areas, it's not. And the weather gets cooler. Maybe some snow, you know. And then it's December. Then it's Christmas. Boom, New Year's. Next you know, it's January 2023. I still can't even remember to say 2022. It's crazy how fast the year goes. I always find the second half goes by much faster than the first half, and I think that's because of all the craziness that's going on. I know in my family, too, there's a lot of birthdays in the second half of the year, a lot of birthdays and anniversaries in October and December as well. So I guess that's just kind of a personal thing, but I do think it's just after August, I find the year just rolls on right into January, and then boom, you're starting all over again. And it's really, really wonderful. But despite how fast it can go, it can also feel very long. How long, you may ask? How long blues? Two other men asked. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell wrote the tune How Long Blues in 1928, and it became a very early blues standard. Of course, Scrapper Blackwell is very well known for the song Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out. And together they did a lot of great work. And it was actually inspired by another song called How Long Daddy, which was recorded in 1925. Leroy is credited with the lyrics and most of the music for the song, which uses a departed train as a metaphor for a lover who has left. Stay tuned. When we play the song, we're going to play it soon. Take a listen and see if you get that. But we're playing this song, and it won't be, it'll be by Ray Charles, actually, as a special request by a Bert Luz in the Netherlands has requested this to us. And if you have any requests or special things you would like us to share on the show or whatnot, you can message us on social media. johnny.athens on Instagram or Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. You can always leave a comment or a message. We'll get that, and then boom, we're playing our music. So this one goes out all the way to the Netherlands, Holland itself, the land of polders and the clogs and all those wonderful things. Tulips. Of course, you could spend a whole hour just talking about the history of Canada and the Netherlands, but Bert Lewis and I are going to share that with you through an American jazz blues song called How Long Blues by Ray Charles here on Indie 115. Thank you. Indie 115, welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I am, of course, Johnny Athens. We had Ray Charles there with How Long Blues, this week's request, followed by Greg Amaralt with Uninvited, and then the Adema Manukis Octet with Round Midnight, a real thumpin' classic, and a great album, I must say, comes from their album New Roots, which just debuted this April, and it's really a swingin' great fun album, and of course with an octet you're getting some of everything in there. Of course, Round Midnight is that classic Thelonious Monk jam, this time arranged by Nick Adema himself, and it is really great. Features Brendan Palmer on alto sax, and this arrangement, as you notice, takes a lot of interesting turns, so it's a lot of fun, and the stellar playing of Palmer really brings it together. And that's no different if we take a look around at what the other musicians in this group are doing. I mean, the album has eight musicians, eight tracks. It really gives everyone a chance to shine, to do what they do best, and that is play themselves, play jazz, and play good jazz at that. It was really a fun album. I remember when it came out and we talked about it a bit. We promoted it as we do. And it is really great. So that's New Roots, Adema Manukis Octet. Go check that out if you so care to. And in the meantime, we'll check out some more jazz here on the show. We've got Pete Calandra, Benny Goodman, Mark Turner, Sonny Rollins, and Phil Harper coming up. Here's Neptune Beach on Indie 115. Thank you. Indie 115. I'm Johnny Athens. Welcome back to the show. You heard a bit of Benny Goodman there, Body and Soul. Mark Turner with Nigeria 2. Oh, and then there was, of course, Pete Calandra with Neptune Beach from his album he released. I believe that was the start of this year, if I'm not mistaken. But that was a single from the album Neptune Beach. But a great song, great song. And I was looking at the news here. There's just some funny things going on, particularly one about exam fraud. You know, starting school, starting up again, it may be worth to keep in mind that exam fraud is out there, and in some places, it's rampant. So be careful. There was a young couple in a high school in Senegal where a boyfriend, Mr. Kadim Mboupe, dressed up as a woman. He dressed up as his girlfriend and attempted to write her exam for her graduation exams, and it didn't go too well. He wore a dress, a wig, scarf, earrings, the whole shebang, put on makeup too. But unfortunately, an exam supervisor became suspicious and called the police. Evidently, it's a very big thing over there, whether it's because he was wearing, a green dress with brown shoes, or because he was impersonating someone, we're not sure, but police were called, and he had no choice but to confess to his actions and explain that he was helping his girlfriend. So now they're both barred from taking the exam for 5 years. Now, I'm not really sure how it works over there in Senegal. I know there's some schools, not necessarily in Senegal, but anywhere. I know, like, some friends of mine have done exams where they have to put their ID on the table in the corner of the desk during the exam. So I guess when the supervisor walks over, they can check the name and your face and your date of birth. And also how tall you are. That's a very big thing when taking exams. People don't realize, but your height can make a difference, especially to the exam enforcement police. That's the EEP, or EEP, as some folks say when they get handed their exams. Anyhow, though, I mean, all my exams were pretty, pretty good. I'm not even sure if I should confess to this, but I do remember back in grade 10, I don't think it's illegal now because I'm past it, but I do remember hiding notes in my shoe for my math exam, and I paid the price in that there was nothing useful on them, and all the pencil marks rubbed off on my socks walking to school. So there you have it. I guess in the long run, cheating never really does pay off. So just study hard and don't dress up like your girlfriend if you can help it. Otherwise, I will take you over to a couple comedians. It's been a while since we've had some comedy on the show, so I thought I'd bring it back here with a couple, Victor Borga and Shecky Green, telling us the funniest jokes they've ever heard here on Indie 115.
There's a story about the man that committed adultery, and he went to the corner church, and he said to the priest, he says, "Father, he says, I've done a terrible thing. I've broken one of the commandments. I've committed adultery. He says, I beg of you, I'd like some absolution." The priest says, "Well, Tim, we all have our idiosyncrasies. Who was the woman? He's no father. I can never divulge the woman's name. Please don't ask me to divulge the woman's name." He says, "Tim, until you can tell me the woman's name, I'm afraid I cannot give you absolution. Was it Mrs. McCaffrey, whose husband's the butcher on the corner?" "No, father, it wasn't Mrs. McCaffrey. Please don't ask me the woman's name. I can never divulge the woman's name." He says, "Tim, I'm telling you, until you tell me the woman's name, I cannot give you absolution. Was it Mrs. McGinnis?" He says, "No, father, it wasn't Mrs. McGinnis. Please, father, I can never divulge the woman's name." He said, "Tim, until you can make up your mind to give me the woman's name, I can't give you absolution." And Tim started to walk out of the church. And his friends, "Well, Tim, did you get absolution?" He said, "No, but I got some wonderful leads."
Mr. Victor Borga.
Not yet. If I should tell my favorite joke for the time being, I would think it would be the one that happened to me in Copenhagen recently when I celebrated my 75th birthday over there. I was invited to play in the city hall, The city of Copenhagen had invited me to play with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra over there. And as I was walking one day in the street, an old man came over to me. When I say an old man, he was even older than I was. He was in his 90s. And he came over to me and he said, "Was it you or your brother who died?" And I told him I really couldn't remember. But I told him to call my brother, and if he answered, watch out. This happened to be our former barber, the family barber, who lived across the street from us. And I asked him if he could remember an incident that took place one day when I was 16 years old. 16 or 17 years old. I was 16 or 17 years old more than one day, of course, but it was one of those days. And I came into his shop and I said, "Mr. Schwartz, would you be kind enough to cut my hair on this side a little longer and make it a little shorter on this side? And then would you be kind enough to make maybe 3 or 4 holes in places here, and little things sticking out, you know, like this, here, there, and there. And in the back, I would like you to do, just do zigzag." And you said to me, "Victor, you know I cannot do that." But I said, "Mr. Schwartz, you did it last time." That was Mr. Schwartz.
We'll be right back.
101.5. That just about wraps it up for us here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for this week. There was Sonny Rollins with No Business Like Show Business, succeeding Victor Borge and Shecky Green. So a nice little finale there to wrap up this hour for September 7th. And it is crazy to think that, you know, I started the show talking about how the school season's here and the year is almost over. It will go by fast, and at the end of the show, I'm just forced to remember that. So there you have it. It all comes full circle as we remember where we began, especially here on Indie 115. Have a wonderful night. Take care. Goodbye. I'll finish you off with some Phil Harper here, Burke's Works, on Indie 115.
IOI, but our friends call us Indy 101.5.